Hello, it is Saturday. It's almost baseball season, so as I say that, you know, it's time back to those previews. I haven't done one in a while. And today, you read the title, the Chicago White Sox. They finished last year 35-25, made the playoffs for the first time in a while, 2008. Jose Abreu, first baseman, won the MVP. The White Sox, they were in a tough division because you had the Indians, who still had Francisco Lindor, the Twins, who ended up winning the division, and even the White Sox, or even the Tigers and the Royals, they started off pretty hot, but they finished bad. But the White Sox, they finished second in the division, and they make the playoffs for the first time. They played the A's, and they got eliminated in the first round. It was a good series, though. It was in smoky Oakland, because there was smoke all over the place from all those fires and all that. The White Sox, they're a stud team. Lucas Giolito, is their ace, but even their whole rotation, their top three, Lucas Giolito, who had a fabulous season last year, threw a no-hitter against the Pirates. He had a really good year, finished with a 3.48 ERA and 12 starts, 97 strikeouts in 72 innings. Then you have Dallas Keuchel, who finished with a 1.99 ERA, 42 strikeouts in 63 innings, but he was still really good. Didn't walk many people. Then after that, it's Lance Lynn, who they picked up from the Rangers in a trade. They traded Dane Dunning to the Rangers. People kind of forget about that trade. That was a big deal. But after that, you don't have much. You have Dylan Cease, who started a lot of games, started 12 games, 4.01 ERA, but he wasn't very effective and wasn't very good. But he's their projected fourth starter, and then your fifth starter looks like that's up for grabs. They don't look like they really have anyone that is going to be a starter. The whole team, you have Michael Kopech, who sat out last year. And then that's about it. Like, you have Garrett Crochet, who was the White Sox draft pick last year. I don't think that he's going to be in the major leagues much. I'm not expecting that. And then maybe you could have Jonathan Stever, who was the fifth round pick in 2018. They don't have much starting pitching depth you don't have much starting pitching depth, so they have a loaded bullpen. They have a really nice team. Their closer, Alex Colomay, went to the Twins, so that sucks for them. They had a couple signings that didn't work out so well. You had Edwin Encarnacion, who was terrible, Steve Cishek, who ended up getting released, and Nomar Mazara, who ended up getting non-tendered. That looked like an easy non-tender halfway through the season. He finished with a 2.28 batting average, 64 OPS plus. And then Edwin Encarnacion, the 70 OPS plus, but he's also free agent. He's 37 years old, so he's probably not going to be back for a while, or back at all. They had Yoan Moncada at third base. Corona kind of hit the White Sox pretty good, because Yoan Moncada was their third base, and he was 25. He's projected to be the big time third base breakout year, and then he got Corona, and then he apparently had like the severe case where he was like coughing and all that, and he said that he was all tired and stuff. He wasn't even able to like practice during the summer camp, and then so that was that. That'll be an interesting thing to watch if he can get a full season in without Corona. The White Sox hired Tony La Russa. That'll be an interesting thing, because when you have a team like the White Sox with Tim Anderson, who's like the fun guy of the MLB, trying to bring fun back to the MLB, and then you have a guy like Tony La Russa, who's about the exact opposite of him, you're kind of making some weird statements right there. They also brought in Adam Eaton, who's kind of against all fun. He's kind of a grouchy old man, kind of. You have an interesting setup. There's their prospects that probably should be up. Andrew Vaughn, who looks like a designated hitter type, because Jose Abreu, or if Jose Abreu replacement. People don't realize this. Jose Abreu's already 33 years old. He came over from Cuba in 2014, but he was already 27 at the time. So people don't realize that. I thought that Jose Abreu was like some 29-year-old or whatever who had been in the major leagues. I know he hadn't been in the major leagues for long, but still, that was pretty wild. When I was doing my research, they, as I said before, they traded for Lance Lynn, and then also they signed Liam Hendricks, who's going to be their closer, to a 3-year, $54 million deal. And Adam Eaton, by the way, got 7 million for those who are interested in that sort of thing. Their closer, Alex Colomé, ended up going to Detroit, or in Minnesota, excuse me. Their bullpen's looking pretty good. They have some nice bullpen arms. Matt Foster made his debut. He was a 20th round pick in 2016. You have Cody Hoyer, who had a nice year. They're kind of all their rookie relievers that showed up last year. They had some good years. Matt Foster with a 2.20 ERA. Cody Hoyer with a 1.52 ERA. He made 21 appearances, and even guys like Evan Marshall, who kind of forgot about. He'd been in the major leagues for a long time, since 2014 as well. He'd been bouncing around with the Diamondbacks, the Mariners, other teams. Let's see. And then what other teams? Then other guys like then but then beyond that, you have Aaron Bummer, who they signed to a extension. Evan Marshall, before 2019, he hadn't pitched a full season since back in 2014, when he was like a middle reliever for the Diamondbacks. Then injuries, just poor pitching, kind of led him away. Now he's a stud. He's like a sixth inning guy for the White Sox. But you have some interesting names. Aaron Bummer only pitched in 9 games because of injuries. Garrett Crochet, he looks like he's probably going to be a starting pitcher, it seems like. They're definitely a team that I would expect to be good, but I don't think they're ready to completely. I think they're going to be sort of like the Cleveland Indians from years past, where they were good enough to like get to the World Series, like in 2016, and they were good enough to get playoff spots, but they just weren't able to win games, kind of, or just win games when it's necessary. Kind of like, I don't know, the sort of like what the Dodgers were before this year, when they almost every year they were in the NLCS, but they never got there completely, or they were in the World Series, but they missed it. I don't think the White Sox are a World Series contending team, but I see them as a team that is kind of like a wild card team. They're like going to be competing with the Twins, but the Twins are just one step above them. Kind of the whole Central Division, both AL and NL Central, they're a rough team. They don't really have any, many teams that stand out. They needed like a fourth and fifth starter, and you could sort of say that Dylan Cease sort of addressed that when he's kind of good enough. But they especially need a fifth starter, because Reynaldo Lopez, he was not good at all. You have your current fifth starter is projected to be Carlos Rodon, who was non-tendered and started 2 games last year, 8.22 ERA. That's not what you need. If they switch their bullpen and rotation around, then they would be a good team. But that's not how it is. They trade away Dane Dunning. That's a rough blow, because he looked like he was going to be the future. But Lance Lynn replacing that's pretty good. Just that you get age there, because Lance Lynn's 34, and he's going to be 34 by the start of the season. And then you have Dane Dunning, who's 25, and that's kind of a difference right there. So they trade for Lance Lynn. He's going to be a free agent after next year. And Dane Dunning's not a free agent until how long is it? 2027 or something. When's Dane Dunning afraid? Yep, 2027. So I like that trade, but other than the team control, you don't really have much right there. Andrew Vaughn's gonna be up this year probably. He hasn't actually played in the minors much. You had Nick Madrigal make his debut. He's their everyday second baseman now. he's apparently, from what I've been reading around, he's been he says that he's gonna be the next, he's gonna get to 3,000 hits. I'm skeptical. They were interviewing him before the season this year or before last year, and he was saying, "Oh yeah, I think I'm good enough to get 3,000 hits." I'm like, "You're not Wade Boggs or Ichiro or something like that. You're not getting the 3,000 hits, I'm pretty sure." Luis Robert made his debut last year. He had a really nice year. Was he the rookie of the year? I don't think so. Yeah, he wasn't the rookie of the year. That's unfortunate. He should have been. Let's see. Yeah, he got a gold glove, but he wasn't the rookie of the year. That's unfortunate. Yeah, second in the rookie of the year. He should have been. He was really good. Oh my goodness. He started out, he was kind of slow with the bat, but I liked what I saw from him. He's only 23. He's gonna be 24 in July. Then their current lineup goes like this. Tim Anderson at the start, he's a stud. You don't move around Tim Anderson. Adam Eaton in right, that's kind of a questionable thing. I'm not really sure how I feel about Adam Eaton being an everyday. He was picked up from the Nationals, and I don't really feel good about Adam Eaton being a everyday right fielder, but they don't really have anyone else that can be a right fielder. You have Adam Engel, who's apparently going to be playing left. Then at catcher, Yasmani Grandal. He was really good last year as well. I liked what I saw from Yasmani Grandal. He should be he fin he had he only hit 230, but 113 OPS plus. Jose Abreu at first base. He's a stud. He's 34 already, so getting kind of up there in age. Then DH Eloy Jimenez. He was really good as well, and I liked what I saw from Eloy Jimenez. He's only 23. They picked him up from in the trade for who was that? Let's see. Was that what trade was he involved in? He made his debut in 2019, played in 122 games back then. It was a trade for. Oh yeah, he was in the Jose Quintana trade, that along with Dylan Cease and a bunch of minor league guys. Not sure how the Cubs feel about that trade. That seems like kind of a rip-off, considering how good Eloy Jimenez looks right now. Yoan Moncada at third base. I'd kind of heard that he was going to be a second baseman, but he seems more like a third base with Nick Madrigal at second. Then after Moncada, it's Luis Robert, who's hitting seventh in the lineup. That's pretty impressive. He seems like more of a guy. That's how that, they have a really good top of the lineup, excluding Adam Eaton. I don't really care for Adam Eaton that much. I wouldn't say I'm an Adam Eaton hater. I just don't really care about Adam Eaton. And then after that, you have Adam Engel playing left. He's been more of a center fielder, and probably seen his like where he like robs home runs and stuff. But I don't really know about that. About him in left, they might want to make a move at the deadline to try to pick up a left fielder, or just, I don't know, put Eloy Jimenez in left and then have Andrew Vaughn come up play DH. That might be a bit of a better solution. Then batting ninth is Nick Madrigal. Their bench is pretty lacking. You have Zach Collins, who, what was the year that Zach Collins hit like? Oh yeah, this was the year he hit 063. He had a negative 17 OPS plus. That is no good. You don't want to see that. Then you have Danny Mendick, who played in a fair amount of games, 33 games last year. He's kind of a he f looks like kind of just a general backup infielder. And Leury Garcia is your utility guy. I really liked Leury Garcia, even though he's already 30 years old. Seems like when I saw him, he was like some little young guy. And then Mikel Adolfo, who's been a prospect, kind of. They kind of hyped him up a lot, but then he didn't really do that well as people were hyping him up to be. Then beyond that, they lost. Oh yeah, they lost James McCann in the offseason. James McCann was good, but I don't think he was the backup catcher last year. I don't think he was that good. He hit 289. He has a 144 OPS plus, so the best of the players. He had the second best OPS plus behind Jose Abreu. So yeah, he was a good hitter. I just don't think that he deserved the contract he got from the Mets. They kind of overpaid on him. What was the contract? It was, let's see, 4 years, 40.6 million. That seems like a little bit of an overpay, especially 4 years for him. He's not that good. He's been a slightly above average catcher for most of his career. They lost out Alex Colomé, bring in Liam Hendricks. That seems like a better deal at your closer. I'd much rather. Alex Colomé is one of those guys that just allows way too many runners on base. He's just very lucky. He just gets out of jams really good. And then they also lose Dane Dunning. I already talked about that. Edwin Encarnacion didn't really work out. Non-tendered Noam Rosario. Noam Rosario is now on the Tigers. That'll be interesting if he can come back and beat up the White Sox and prove them that they're bad and they're wrong. And then also you have Jerod Dyson. That's not really a bit of an impact. They acquired him from the White Sox in or the from the Pirates in the at the trade deadline. Minor league guys you should probably keep an eye out for. Andrew Vaughn, obviously he's their number one prospect. Gavin Sheets, he was a second round pick in 2017, but he's kind of fallen down prospect lists. He used to be like thought of as like the next great player. Interesting thing about the White Sox, they have Jonathan Lucroy in spring training. Remember Jonathan Lucroy, the all-star guy? Other guys they have, there was Jake Berger, interesting last name. He's torn his Achilles twice in spring training, back-to-back years. He was a first-round pick, 11th overall in 2017. But he tore his Achilles in the 2018 spring training, then tore his Achilles again in the 2019 spring training. That's tough for Jake Berger. They also have Tim Beckham in camp. You might see Tim Beckham at the opening day roster. I'm gonna do actually a whole opening day roster thing for the Giants. But yeah, we'll get there when we will get there. Blake Rutherford and Luis Gonzalez, two guys. They drafted Luis Gonzalez. They traded for Blake Rutherford for Tommy Canley back in 2017. And then also, those are two guys you might want to keep an eye out for. They're two prospect guys that have also kind of fallen down prospect boards. They're both Luis Gonzalez is now 25. Blake Rutherford's 24. Luis Gonzalez made his debut this year actually, but he only played in three games. He was 0 for 1 with a walk, or with a hit by pitch, excuse me. So that's kind of tough for him. Oh my goodness. They have Jimmy Lambert, who is more of a who looks like more of a reliever. Those are some other guys that you should keep in, another guy. And then final one, probably a reliever that I really like is Jimmy Cordero, who they claimed off waivers from the Mariners in 2019. He was terrible this year, or in 2020. He had a 6.08 ERA, but he does not walk batters. 9 walks to 22 strikeouts. He throws really hard. He has huge muscles. Throughout the season, when it was getting hot, he would roll up his sleeves and just show his gigantic muscles. So yeah, Jimmy Cordero, give a shout out to Jimmy Cordero. But this is the White Sox preview, not the Jimmy Cordero big muscle preview. And well, yeah, actually, sort of is. So have a good day. I'm gonna be doing another one, or maybe I just might go on a walk. Next episode up is the Cincinnati Reds. Oh, hang on, I gotta give my prediction actually. My predicted record for the White Sox, 88 and 74, make the playoffs. So now to the Cincinnati Reds.